这首诗歌和我们分享了我们和主之间那样一个非常甘甜美好的关系。
We thank the Lord that through this hymn, He shared with us this very sweet and intimate relationship with our Lord.
最后一段的歌词说到，心腹不看自己衣裳，只看他所爱新郎。
In stanza 5, it says, the bride eyes not her garment, but her dear bridegroom's face.
就提醒了我昨天下午我们所见证的一个画面。
So this reminds me of the image from yesterday afternoon.
有不少弟兄姐妹们昨天或在实体或在线上参加了文磊弟兄和婷婷姐妹他们的婚礼。
I believe many brothers and sisters joined the wedding either in person or online for the wedding of 文磊 and sister 婷婷。
我也很感谢神给我一个机会能够亲眼目睹他们站在我的面前。
And I also thank the Lord for the opportunity that they are in front of me, in person.
对，我们知道婷婷姐妹身上她是新娘所穿的衣服是全会场当中最美丽的。
We know that because Sister Tintin is the bride, so she's wearing the most beautiful garment of the entire assembly.
但是我也亲眼看见她那爱的眼目一直看着文磊弟兄。
But I also witnessed that she only gazed at her beloved brother 文磊。
刚刚弟兄告诉我们，我们蒙恩的人，我们乃是基督的心腹。
Earlier, our brother reminded us that we are the bride of Christ.
不管今天我们在世上有任何的成就，
regardless of what you have accomplished on this earth,
我们的眼目应当单单注视我们所爱的主。
Our eyes should only gaze upon our Lord.
早晨和弟兄姐妹交通一个负担，就讲到我们与基督那个完全的联合。
Today, my burden to share with you is the perfect union with the Lord Jesus Christ.
就讲到我们与神的那样一个亲密的关系。
This set forth the intimate relationship that we ought to have with our Lord.
我们知道整本圣经从头到尾，神一而再、再而三的来向我们启示他是如何爱他所造的人。
So we know that the whole Bible, again and again, again and again, tells us how much God loves the people that He created.
这位启示圣经的神，他用各样不同的关系来描述、来描绘、来表达他和我们之间的关系。
So He used all kinds of typologies and stories to illustrate, to demonstrate, to evidence His relationship with us.
其实这些关系在今天早晨我们波饼聚会当中弟兄姐妹们的祷告也都表达出来了。
And all these relationships were all manifested when brothers and sisters prayed at table meeting today.
我们看到我们的神他是那位造物主，而我们是受造之物。
We see that our Lord God was the creator of the universe and we are the created ones.
他是慈爱的天父，我们是他蒙爱的儿女。
He is the Heavenly Father, and we are children who is the focus of His love.
在约翰福音我们也看到主他是真葡萄树，我们是这树上的枝子。
So in the Gospel of John, we also see that He is the true vine, and we are the branches.
那上周我们弟兄也提到，我们的主他是头，教会乃是他的身体。
Last week, our brother also reminded us that he, our Lord, was the head, and the church is his body.
另外还有一层关系是贯穿了整卷旧约直到新约的圣经。
There's another relationship that goes through the entire Bible, from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
就讲到他是丈夫，教会是他的妻子。
That is that the church is the wife, and he is the husband, and the church is his wife.
所以我们看见在神的心里他何等盼望人能够认识到他向着我们那样一个慈爱的心意。
Therefore, from the whole Bible, we see how the Lord desires for us to see His desire, to see this loving kindness that He has toward us.
他何等愿意我们与他相亲，与他联合。
How He desires for us to endear to Him, to draw near to Him, to be united with Him.
所以早晨我们要来借着路德记第四章，我们来看到这个题目，一同来明白这个题目，就看到说神的心意是何等愿意我们与基督那样一个完全的联合。
So the topic of chapter 4 in the book of Ruth is for us to know this perfect complete union with our Lord.
我们现在读路德记第四章一到六节。
So let's first read chapter 4 of the book of Ruth from verse 1 to 6.
我先读再请姐妹翻译。 波阿斯到了城门，坐在那里，恰巧波阿斯所说的那致敬的亲属经过。波阿斯说：“某人呢、啊，你来坐在这里。”他就来坐下。波阿斯又从本城的长老中拣选了十人，对他们说：“请你们坐在这里。”他们就都坐下。波阿斯对那致敬的亲属说：“从摩押地回来的拿尔米，现在要卖我们族兄以利米勒的那块地。我想当属那块地的是你，其次是我以外再没有别人了。你可以在这里的人面前和我本国的长老面前说明，你若肯赎就赎，若不肯赎就告诉我。”那人回答说：“我肯赎。”波阿斯说：“你从拿尔米手中买这地的时候，也当娶死人的妻摩押女子路德，使死人在产业上存留他的名。”那人说：“这样我就不能赎了，恐怕与我的产业有碍。你可以赎我所当赎的，我不能赎了。”
Ruth 4 verse 1, "Now Boaz went up to the gate and sat down there. And behold, the close relative of whom Boaz spoke was passing by. So he said, 'Turn aside, friend, sit down here.' And he turned aside and sat down. And he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, 'Sit down here.' And they sat down. Then he said to the closest relative, 'Naomi, who has come back from the land of Moab, has to sell the piece of land which belonged to our brother Elimelech. And I thought to inform you, saying, buy it before those who are sitting here and before the elders of my people. If you will redeem it, redeem it. But if not, tell me that I may know, for there is no one but you to redeem it, and I am after you.' And he said, 'I will redeem it.' Then Boaz said, 'On the day you buy the field from the hand of Naomi, you must also acquire Ruth the Moabitess, the widow of the deceased, in order to raise up the name of the deceased on his inheritance.' And the closest relative said, 'I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I jeopardize my own inheritance. Redeem it for yourself. You may have my right of redemption, for I cannot redeem it.'"
我们再读第十三到第十七节。
Verses 13 to 17.
于是波阿斯娶了路德为妻，与他同房。耶和华使他怀孕，生了一个儿子。妇人们对拿尔米说：“耶和华是应当称颂的，因为今日没有撇下你，使你无致敬的亲属。愿称颂，愿这孩子在以色列中得名声。他必提起你的精神，奉养你的老，因为是爱慕你的那儿父所生的。有这儿父，比有七个儿子还好。”拿尔米就把孩子抱在怀中，做他的养母。邻舍的妇人说：“拿尔米得孩子了，就给孩子起名叫俄贝德。这俄贝德是耶西的父，耶西是大卫的父。”
Verse 13. So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife, and he went into her. And the Lord enabled her to conceive, and she gave birth to a son. Then the women said to Naomi, "Blessed is the Lord who has not left you without a redeemer today, and may his name become famous in Israel. May he also be to you a restorer of life and a sustainer of your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you and is better than you than 7 sons, has given birth to him." Then Naomi took the child and laid him on her lap and became his nurse. And the neighbor women gave him a name, saying, "A son has been born to Naomi." And they named him Obed. And he is the father of Jesse, the father of David.
好，我们最后再读一处经文，在诗篇132篇。
Lastly, another the last scripture, Psalm 132.
诗篇132篇，我们读第四、第五两节。
Psalm 132 verses 4 and 5.
我不容我的眼睛睡觉，也不容我的眼目打盹，只等我为耶和华寻得所在，为雅各的大能者寻得居所。
I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob.
好，我们再低头有一点祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美你，早晨我们能够在饼杯的面前来亲近你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity that before the table we have the privilege to draw near to you.
主，你实在是我们所爱慕的。
Lord, you are truly the one whom our heart loves.
主，愿这爱真是激励我们的心。
May this love constrains our hearts.
主，叫我们能够明白你在我们身上救赎我们的心意。
So that we can understand your desire and your heart of why you've redeemed us.
也因着这爱的激励，叫我们能够进入与你那完全的联合里。
And only because of the constraining love, we can enter into the perfect union with you.
叫你能够得着你所当得的那个称颂。
Therefore, you can receive the blessing that you deserve.
我们把以下的时间仰望你，求你亲自赐下赐人智慧和启示的灵，开启我们。
We offer up the ensuing time into your hands. We ask that you give us the spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
叫我们能真知道你。
So that we can truly know you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.旧约这卷路德记，它启示了我们神他那个恢复的心意和工作。
So the book of Ruth talks about God's heart's desire to recover His work.
在第一章里，我们看到摩押女子路德如何受拿尔米她婆婆的吸引，她跟着来到了神的应许地。
We see that in chapter 1, because Ruth was captured by Naomi, her mother-in-law, therefore he went to the, left the land of Moab into the land of Israel.
同样的，今天圣灵也吸引我们这些蒙恩的罪人，叫我们能够进入到神的心意里。
Therefore, today the Holy Spirit is also capturing our heart so that we can enter into God's heart and desire.
第二章我们看到在神全能的带领之下，摩押女子恰巧来到波阿斯的田里。
And in chapter 2, we see that under the power of the mighty God, the Moabitess woman happened to come into the field that belonged to Boaz.
她在那里蒙波阿斯的恩待和供应。
And there, in the field of Boaz, Ruth received the gracious treating and, of Boaz.
同样，我们蒙恩的罪人也在神全能的带领之下，我们来到了神的家，来到神的教会，在神的教会当中，我们得连续蒙恩惠。
Therefore, also by the mighty power of the Holy Spirit, we've entered into God's house and God's church, and we have received mercy and help.
在第三章里，我们看到摩押女子路德，她如何来到了禾场，在那里更进一步的认识了波阿斯。
In chapter 3, we see that Ruth was led to the threshing floor, and there she was led to have a further, more intimate relationship with Boaz.
在第三章，我们看到我们蒙恩的罪人如何能够在耶稣基督十字架的救赎里头能够进入与他的联合。
In chapter 3, we see that in the redemption of the Lord Jesus Christ, this is a way to have a better, perfect union with the Lord.
这第四章就告诉了我们，今天我们蒙恩的罪人最终要进入神的心意里，就是能够与主基督能够完全的联合。
In chapter 4 we see that this is the heart and desire of God, which is for us to have this perfect union with the Lord Jesus Christ.
这卷路德记让我们看见神是如何借着一般平凡的人来扭转那个时代神百姓那个属灵的光景。
In this book of Ruth, we see that God used ordinary people to totally reverse the course of events for His people.
把神的百姓从那士师记黑暗混乱的光景带进到在撒母耳记里头那样一个荣耀国度显现的一个光景里。
So the Lord led the people who were in the times of Judges, dark and chaotic, and He led them into this glorious reign of Samuel.
今天神同样要借着一般平凡正常的基督徒来带进基督荣耀国度的降临。
Today, likewise, God wants to use common, ordinary people to usher in the glorious kingdom of God.
这些平凡正常的基督徒并非一定是属灵的伟人。
So these common, ordinary Christians may not necessarily be spiritual giants.
也未必是全时间侍奉主的人。
And they may not necessarily be full-time servants of God.
他们乃是一般活出基督徒和活出基督全备救恩的一般人。
But these are the people who can live out the perfect salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这全备的救恩是赐给每一位信主的人。
And this perfect salvation is given to every single person who believes in the Lord Jesus.
当我们读完路德记之后，我们看见 神他竟然能够使用这样一位卑微软弱的摩押女子。
So after we've read the book of Ruth, we see that how God can use a low and lowly and weak woman, Moabite woman Ruth,
来带进神那个荣耀的心意。
To usher in His glorious will.
路德是大卫王的曾祖母。
Ruth is the great grandmother of King David.
她是主耶稣的先祖。
And she is an ancestor of the Lord Jesus.
而整卷路德记里从头到尾我们看见摩押女子，路德一直被称为摩押女子。
So in the whole entire book, Ruth was referred to as the Moabitess woman Ruth.
这也正是今天我们蒙恩基督徒的写照。
This is also a depiction of us who are Christians today.
我们原本是蒙恩的，我们原本是罪人，如今成了蒙恩的罪人。
We previously were sinners, now we are sinners saved by grace.
因此这卷路德记也是神今天对你我的一个荣耀的呼召。
Therefore, this book of Ruth is also a glorious calling to you and to me today.
今天我们要来看到我们在进入与基督完全联合的那个过程当中的一个阻碍。
So here today we have to see the hindrance from us getting into perfect union with the Lord.
就在路德记第四章里面所说的路德的那一位至近的亲属。
And this hindrance is what is referred to in this chapter 4 of the book of Ruth, this closest relative.
因为波阿斯说那位亲属比波阿斯有一个优先权来为路德赎回产业。
Because Boaz said that this closest relative has priority in terms of the redemption right of the land.
我们看见当路德跟随拿尔米回到了这个神应许的迦南地。
We see that when Ruth followed Naomi back to the land of the promise.
她也认识了波阿斯。
Ruth also got to know Boaz.
但是接下来的问题是什么？就是路德他。那个永远的归宿到底在哪里？
But what is the ensuing problem? The ensuing problem is the final security and rest for Ruth.
是波阿斯呢，还是那位至近的亲属？
Would it be Boaz or would it be this closest relative?
我们看到波阿斯虽然他有心愿要为路德赎回他们所失落的产业。
We see that even though Boaz has the desire to redeem the lost inheritance for Ruth.
但路德有一位比波阿斯更近的亲属，他有按照律法，他有优先权来赎这个产业。
However, Ruth had an even closer relative, and this person has the priority right in redeeming the possessions.
这个条例就记载在利未记的第25章。
This ordinance is recorded in Leviticus chapter 25.
路德的这一位至近的亲属所预表的就是我们的己，我们的肉体，也可以说是神的律法所代表的。
So this closest relative in this book represents ourself, and this is also the law.
这就让我们看到，我们许多时候在我们蒙恩之前，我们常常都是要靠着我们自己的努力来遵守神的律法。
So we see that before we were saved, we try to use our own effort to follow the ordinances of God.
或是要靠着我们自己的努力，好像来达到神的一个标准。
Or we wanted to use our own diligence to reach the standard of God.
但是我们看见在神律法标准的面前，没有一个人能够因靠行律法而满足神的标准。神的要求。
However, we see that under the standards of God, there is no one who can satisfy the requirements of the law.
在这里我们看到波阿斯虽然有心愿要来为路德赎回产业。
So we see that here, even though Boaz has a desire to redeem Ruth's possessions for her,
但他却没有好像越过那一位至近的亲属，他就把这件事情给办了。
However, he cannot bypass this closest relative to take care of this matter for her.
相反的，我们看到波阿斯，他所行的反而是要来满足这个律法公义的要求。
However, on the contrary, Boaz satisfied the requirement of the law.
我们知道波阿斯乃预表我们的主耶稣。
We know that Boaz is a type of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在马太福音第五章十七节，主耶稣说：“莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。”
in Matthew it says that do not think that I come to abolish the law but to fulfill it.
我们看到主耶稣来他为我们成就救恩的时候他不能够绕过神那个圣洁公义的要求。
We see that when the Lord came to save us, He did not pass by the requirement of God.
他必须要满足神一切那个律法公义的要求。
Jesus has to satisfy all the requirements of the law and of righteousness by God.
因此他为你我的罪被钉死在十字架上。
Therefore, for your sin and my sin, He was crucified on the cross.
因为我们知道罪的工价乃是死。
Because we know that the wages of sin is death.
当主耶稣为你我的罪被钉死在十字架上的时候，他完全满足了神公义的要求。
When the Lord was crucified on the cross for you and for me, He perfectly, totally satisfied the requirement of God for righteousness.
他是为了你我的罪受了神的刑罚，受了神对罪的那个审判。
For your sin and my sin, Jesus bore the punishment of sin by God and His judgment.
叫我们今天能够在神的面前得称为义。
So that today we can be reckoned as righteous before God.
那么在神救赎的计划里面，我们看到一方面有神的恩典，一方面又有神公义的律法。
So we see that under God's scheme and plan for salvation, on the one hand, there is the requirement of the law and righteousness.
那到底神他的心意里头，他是要如何来救赎失落的人呢？
So in God's heart, how is He to redeem the fallen sinners?
我们看到乃是恩典的原则。
We see that He used the principle of grace.
因为当神向亚伯拉罕应许恩典的时候，我们看到神乃是以恩典来与亚伯拉罕立约。
Therefore, we see that when God saved Abraham, He established a covenant with Abraham on the principle of grace.
神不仅应许亚伯拉罕，他要将那迦南美地赐给他和他的后裔。
God not only promised Abraham that He would give Abraham and his descendants the promised land, the Canaan.
当亚伯拉罕没有任何一个孩子的时候，神也应许他，他要赐给他后裔。
When Abraham did not have any son, God promised him he will have descendants.
所以我们看见这完全是神白白的恩典。
So we see that this is all free grace.
然而当后来神的百姓以色列他们来到了西乃山的时候，神就借着摩西把律法赐下。
So when the people of Israel came to Mount Sinai, God granted his laws.
那神为什么赐下律法呢？
So why did God give them the law?
乃是因着神百姓的悖逆。
Because of the rebellion of the people of God.
因为他们不认识神的恩典。
Because they did not know the grace of God.
所以神借着律法就叫百姓一方面能够看见神的公义的还有那个标准和要求。
So on one hand, the law would enable his people to see that there is a standard for the righteousness and requirement.
意思就是说，若有人能够行全神所有律法的要求，这个人在神面前是可以被称义的。
Which means that if you can satisfy all the requirements of the law before God, you can be reckoned righteous.
但我们知道，在过去数千年里头，没有一个人能够靠遵行神的律法而在神面前被称为义。
But then we see that in the several thousand years before, we can see that no one can be reckoned righteous by following the law.
因此，这个律法就显出了第二方面的功用，就是定罪。
Therefore, the law would manifest its second purpose, which is condemnation.
所以我们看见神律法的本身不是不好。
So we see that the nature of the law is not necessarily bad.
因为律法乃是把神自己的本性，把神自己的标准显明出来。
Because the law illustrates his own nature and his own requirements to the people.
而人之所以无法靠律法，行律法在神面前得称义，乃是因着人肉体的软弱。
But people, we cannot fulfill the requirement of the law because of the weakness in the flesh.
因此我们都非常熟悉在罗马书第八章里使徒保罗的一个呼喊。
Therefore, we're all very familiar with the cry of the Apostle Paul in the book of Romans.
他说我立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
He says that that which I am doing, I do not understand, for I'm not practicing what I would like to do.
他在神面前呼喊说，我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体。
And he says, wretched me, the wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this death?
原本是叫人称义的律法，却成了叫人知罪的律法。
The law that is ought to grant us righteousness has become the law that makes us become aware of our own sin.
当然感谢主，在罗马书第八章第三节，主的话告诉我们，律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子成了罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案。
However, thank God that in Romans 8:3 it says that for what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did, sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and as an offering for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh.
所以弟兄姐妹，不是律法软弱，乃是我们人的肉体软弱。
So brothers and sisters, it's not that the law is weak, it's we are weak in the flesh.
神的律法不是问题，我们自己才是问题的所在。
The problem is not the law, we are the problem.
而这肉体的问题就是我们想要靠着自己来成全神的律法。
And the problem with the flesh is that we want to rely on ourselves to accomplish the requirement of the law.
姐妹，我们看到在我们蒙恩得救之前，我们知道这个是在世界中间有许多的宗教的这个概念，都是就是要靠人的自己来达到神的标准，来满足神公义的要求。
So before we were saved by grace, we noticed that in the world there are all kinds of religious concepts that, that says that you can do by yourself to satisfy the requirement of a God.
但是当我们听到神的福音，我们明白了，我们能够在神面前被称为义，那是因着信。
But then once we heard the gospel of God, we realized that we could be reckoned righteous because of him.
完成信。
Because of the faith.
这完全是神白白的恩典。
So this is free grace.
可是当我们蒙恩得救之后呢，我们发现不知不觉我们又会回到想要靠自己来成全神的律法，来满足神律法的要求。
However, after we have been saved by grace, gradually we also fall back to the position where we still want to rely on ourselves to satisfy the requirement of God.
所以在我们主观基督徒的主观经历里面，我们发现常常是这个样子的。
So in our objective experience, it's constantly like this.
我们在生活当中，无论遇到什么样的问题，或者遭遇什么样的难处。
Regardless of what circumstances and difficulties that we encounter in our lives.
你就发现我们想都没有想，非常自然的反应，就是我们自己就出来了。
So you notice that without even thinking, your old self would just come out.
我们要用我们的聪明来解决这个问题。
We want to use our own wit to solve a problem.
我们要用我们的办法来面对这个难处。
We want to use our own means to solve a condition.
常常是经过我们努力又努力，挣扎又挣扎，最后我们发现我们实在是没有办法。
And diligence upon diligence, struggles upon struggles, then we realize we have no means to solve the problem.
我们才来到主的面前。来承认我们自己的不行。
Then we go before the presence of God and we confess that we cannot.
我们来才来专心的来仰望依靠我们的主。
Then we start to only trust in the Lord our God.
这也是加拉太圣徒所面临的问题。
This is also a problem that the saints in Galatia.
当保罗语重心长的写加拉太书给加拉太的圣徒们的时候。
When Paul with a heavy heart wrote this epistle to the saints in Galatia.
他其实很严厉的责备他们说，好像他们离开了恩典的那个地位。
He severely rebuked them as because they have left the position of grace.
保罗告诉他们说，你们在当时保罗传福音给他们的时候，他们是靠圣灵入门的，如今却为什么想要靠肉身来成全呢？
Paul was telling them, when I preached the gospel to you, you have begun by the spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh?
弟兄姐妹，加拉太圣徒的问题也是我们今天蒙恩基督徒同样面临的问题。
So the problem that the saints in Galatia faced was the identical problem that we face today.
早晨在波饼聚会当中，我们实在是听到弟兄姐妹们在神面前那样 倾心吐意的祷告，我心里面非常受感动。
This morning during table meeting, I hear the prayers of brothers and sisters. They pour out their heart before the Lord. My heart is really touched.
但如果我们还记得，我们应该记得有一位年长姐妹，她在主面前的祷告。
We can also recall the prayer of an elderly sister before God.
我深信那样的祷告真实摸着主的心。
I truly believe that that kind of prayer can truly touch the heart of the Lord.
因为我们的姐妹在经过她许多内心的挣扎和努力，她在主面前承认，主啊，我没有办法。
Because after much struggles before the Lord, our sister confessed that she could not.
她单单只能仰望依靠爱她的主。
Therefore, she can only rely on and trust in the Lord who loves her so.
弟兄姐妹，这就是我们今天在进入与主完全联合的过程当中所会面临的一个挑战和一个艰难。
So, brothers and sisters, this is also a similar challenge and test for us to, from preventing us for perfect union with the Lord.
就是我们里面的肉体常常想要来成全神的心意。
Which is the flesh within us wants to fulfill the heart and desire of God.
然后我们看到当一个基督徒试着要靠着自己肉体来达到成全，来满足神心意的时候。
And when we see that a Christian tries to use his own flesh to satisfy the requirement and fulfill the requirement of God.
我们看到这样的努力只会带来两种可能的结果。
We see that all this diligence can only lead to two results.
也就是说，一个活在律法之下的基督徒，他只会有两种的表现。
In other words, a Christian who lives under the law can only have two manifestations.
他要么就是灰心失望。
Either the person becomes very disappointed and in great despair.
因为他明白，他靠着自己的努力。没有办法来满足神的心意。
Because he knows that by his own diligence, he cannot fulfill the requirement of God's heart.
另一种就是自高自大。
The other manifestation is being very high and lifted up.
因为他觉得他做到了，他觉得他满足神的心意和要求。
Because he feels that he has satisfied and fulfilled the requirement of God.
你们这两种情形都不能叫神的心得着满意。
Brothers and sisters, neither of these circumstances will satisfy the heart of God.
因为在我们的肉体里没有良善。
Because there is nothing good in the flesh.
出于我们肉体的没有一样能够叫神喜悦的。
Anything that is out of the flesh does not please God at all.
因此我们看到在我们聚会当中聚会一段时间的弟兄姐妹，我们常常会有一个感觉。
So we notice that there are some brothers and sisters who have been meeting with us for a period of time, and then we have this sense in our heart.
就是我们知道的很多，可是我们却活出来的很少。
Which is, we know a lot, but we live out very little of what we know.
同时呢，我们常常好像会定自己的罪，然后呢，不知不觉也定我们周围人的罪。
Furthermore, we would condemn our own sins, and we also condemn the sins of people around us.
这很主要的一个原因就是，我们很可能仍然活在那个律法之下，我们仍然想要靠着我们的肉体来达到完全。
So a primary cause could be that we are still living under the law, and we're still trying to satisfy the requirement of the law with our flesh.
因此在加拉太书二章十九节，保罗就说，我因律法就像律法死了，叫我可以向神活着。
Therefore Galatians 2:19 says, For through the law I died to the law, that I might live to God.
保罗说这话是什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of what Apostle Paul said?
他不是要神把律法给废掉。
He did not meant to say God should abolish the law.
因为我们知道神的律法，神的话是存到永远的。
Because we know God's word and God's law abides forever.
是一点一画都不能废去的。
Not the slightest stroke or letter can be abolished.
那我们在这样神公义律法的面前，我们如何能够来满足神，来讨神的喜悦呢？
So under the righteous requirement of the law of God, how are we to satisfy our God?
乃是向律法死。
Which is to die to the law.
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
就叫我们不再靠自己。
Which is to not rely on yourself.
不再依靠自己的肉体。
Do not rely on your own flesh.
不再活在律法的之下。
Do not live under the law.
乃是完全活在神的恩典里。
But live entirely under the grace of God.
就是能够成为一个活在基督那全备救恩里面的人。
To become a person who can dwell entirely in the perfect salvation of God.
这路德记第四章所要告诉我们。
This is what the book of Ruth chapter 4 is telling.
那个至近的亲属乃是路德与波阿斯完全联合的那个障碍。
So this closest relative is the hindrance from the union between Boaz and Ruth.
在神应许亚伯拉罕的恩典的里头，我们看到一方面是讲到那个产业，就讲到迦南地；一方面是讲到关于亚伯拉罕的后裔。
So in the grace that God has promised Abraham, he has a twofold promise. One, it refers to the possessions, inheritance. And then secondly, he talked about descendants.
所以在旧约生命记第25章里面就给我们看到神的律法里面他就要求当一个 以色列人要为他死去的兄长来赎回产业的时候他不仅要赎那个地他也要赎那个人。
Therefore, in Deuteronomy chapter 25, God says that if an Israelite were to redeem a deceased older brother's possessions, you also have to redeem the person.
就是意思就是说，你不仅要为你死去的兄长赎回他的那个产业，同时呢，你也要娶这个死去兄长的妻，来和他联合，然后呢，生下后裔，然后来好叫兄长的名字能够在以色列中。被存留下来。
Which means that when you try to redeem the inheritance of your deceased older brother, you have to also marry his wife so that the name of the deceased brother can be preserved.
这是神的心意。
This is the heart and desire of God.
所以我们看见神何等看重我们属他的人在他心思里面的那个地位和那个价值。
Therefore, you can see that we, the redeemed people, have such position and value in the eyes of God.
可是我们看见路德的这位至亲的亲属，他说：“如果赎产业，我愿意，因为对他是有益处、有好处的。但是呢，要赎人呢，就是要娶路德为妻呢，他就不愿意了。为什么呢？因为他说与我的产业有爱。”
So you see that this closest relative of Ruth, he was willing to redeem the possession for Ruth, but he's not willing to redeem the person because he was not willing to marry Ruth because he said that this could jeopardize his own possessions.
所以我们看见一个活在律法原则之下的人，他总是顾着自己。
So we see that someone who lives under the principles of the law, he is always mindful of his own needs.
他总是为了他自己。
He is always spinning his wheels on himself.
所以这也是因为什么他愿意为路德赎产业，因为他能够有更多的产业来增加他的利益。他不愿意来赎这个人，因为呢，他娶了路德以后呢，他就要把他的产业和路德来分享。
So that's why this person is willing to redeem the possessions for Ruth, because when you have more possessions, you may gain more benefit in this world. However, if you redeem a person, then you have to share your wealth with someone else. Therefore, he's not willing.
然而，因此我们看到那位至近亲属，他就把他所应有的这个权利呢，就让给了波阿斯。
Therefore, you see that this closest relative of Ruth, yielded his redemption right to Boaz.
那我们看见波阿斯，他是甘心乐意的来为路德赎回波阿斯他兄长，就是以利米勒他所失去的产业。和他的名分。
And we see that Boaz is so entirely willing and delighted to redeem the possessions of Elimelech, his brother's possessions, as well as for Ruth.
所以我们从波阿斯身上，从他为路德所做的，我们就看见了那样一个恩典的原则。
So from what Boaz has done for Ruth, you can see the principle of grace.
他不为自己的利益。
He was not mindful of his own benefit.
他显出的乃是一个舍己的恩典。
What he illustrated was a sacrificial grace.
他不求人的回报。
He was not waiting for people to reward him.
波阿斯并不期待从路德的产业或是和他的联合里面他自己能够得着什么样的好处。
Boaz was not concerned about personally benefiting from this possessions and Ruth the person.
他乃是把他的产业和他自己 完全愿意来与路德来分享。
He was so willing to share his own possessions with Ruth.
弟兄姐妹，我们的主来到世上，他也是如此。
It is, the Lord did exactly that when he came to this world.
他完全不求自己的益处。
He was not seeking his own benefit.
他没有求人的回报。
He wasn't, looking for men's reward.
他甘愿降卑，取了奴仆的形象。
He was willing to, condescend himself, took the form of the bond servant.
我们看到我们主来到地上的时候，他来寻找那失丧的人。
We see that when the Lord came to this world, he was seeking the lost.
他医治了有病的人。
He healed the sick.
他缠裹了受伤的人。
He bandaged up the wounded.
他解决了人各样的难处。
He solved all men's difficulties.
他把我们这些罪人能够完完全全带到神的面前。
He led all of us sinners to the presence of God entirely.
他把自己完全的倒空，为了就是叫我们能够成为富足。
He totally emptied himself so that we can be wealthy.
他降卑他自己，为的是叫我们能够被升高。
He humbled himself so that we can be exalted by God.
叫我们今天能够与至高者能够同坐。
So that we can be seated with the one who is highly exalted.
更宝贵的是，借着十字架的救赎，他把他自己完全的给了我们。
Furthermore, because of the redemption, work on the cross, he gave himself entirely to us.
叫他这样一位圣洁、公义、荣耀的主，竟然能够与我们这样污秽不堪、卑微的罪人，能够完全的联合。
So this Lord who is holy, righteous, and glorious could be.In perfect union with us, the sinners who are filthy and poor.
主的一生，在地上的一生，就完全的显明这样一个舍己的恩典和爱。
So the entire life of the Lord illustrates the sacrificial grace and sacrificial love.
叫我们今天能够借着他，我们能够回到神的面前。能够在神的家中来饱享他一切的慈爱与丰盛。
So that through him we can be brought back into the household of God and we can enjoy his perfect abundance and provision and loving kindness.
因此我们今天当我们认识了神这样一个全备的救恩。
So today once we get to know this perfect salvation of God.
我们不仅为着我们的罪得着赦免，我们感谢主。
We thank God not just because he has forgiven our sins.
我们为着不仅在基督里我们承受了神一切丰盛的产业，就是他本性一切的丰盛，我们感谢赞美主。
We also thank him because we have inherited all his abundance, all the spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus.
我们更应该为着主他自己愿意把他自己给了我们，叫我们能够与他联合，我们要感谢赞美主。
Most important thing is that we need to thank him because he has given himself to us so that we can be united with him.
因此我们看见当波阿斯与路德联合的时候，
so that we see that when Boaz is united with Ruth,
不仅叫他的兄长以利米勒还有马伦他们留下的名分能够得着恢复。
So, through this union, not only was the name of Elimelech and his older brothers, the name was restored.
我们看见神更是借着摩押女子路德叫神百姓的属灵光景被神恢复起来。
Also, through Ruth the Moabitess woman, God changed the spiritual condition of his people.
更重要的我们看见借着摩押女子路德我们看见神的儿子也就是世人的救主能够来到被带到这个世上来。
Also, through Ruth, we see that, the Savior for all in this world can be ushered into this world.
今天神借着我们的救主耶稣基督他要把这一切的丰盛把他的自己完完全全的赐给我们。
So through the Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, He's going to give us all the abundance, and He's going to give Himself entirely to us.
弟兄姐妹，那今天我们要思想的是，当我们明白了神他救赎我们的心意是如此。
So, brother and sister, today we need to think about the fact that once we understand this is the desire of God, why He saved us.
那我们在神的救恩面前，我们的态度和反应应当如此，应当如何呢？
Before the salvation of God, what ought our attitude be?
我们刚刚读了 上行诗的诗篇132篇。
Earlier we read a psalm of ascent, Psalm 132.
我们看到大卫说，我不容我的眼睛睡觉，也不容我的眼目打盹，只等我为耶和华寻得所在，为雅各的大能者寻得居所。
I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob.
在这里我们看见大卫他似乎在受一个苦难。
Here we see that David, as if David was going through an affliction.
当然我们知道大卫的苦难是非常的多。
We know that David had many afflictions.
有一些苦难呢是他自己因着犯罪而带来的。
Some of the afflictions were caused by himself.
那是非常大的苦难。
Those were great afflictions.
但在这里我们看见大卫有另外一种的苦难。
But here in Psalm 133,we see a different kind of affliction.
这个苦难看起来好像是他自己找的。
This is like an affliction as if he brought upon himself.
因为不是有人勉强他说不准他睡觉。
Because no one was compelling him to not just sleep.
不是有人好像勉强他说你不可以打盹。
There was no one to force him not to find a rest for his eyelids.
这里我们看见是大卫他自己。他不容他的眼睛睡觉，他不容他的眼目打盹。
However, here we see that David himself would not give sleep to his eyes and would not give slumber to his eyelids.
这里面在你们过去的人生当中，你们有没有这样的经历过？就是你不许自己睡觉打盹。
I don't know whether you have experienced in your past where you would not allow yourself to give sleep to your eyes.
我想应该都有的。
I suspect you have all experienced.
比方说期末考要到了还没准备好。
For instance, it's right before finals and you're not prepared.
或者你重要的作业要交了还没写完。
Or you have an important homework assignment and you're not done.
我们许多时候都是为了自己的利益和自己的原因。我们不容眼睛睡觉，不容我们眼目打盹。
So a lot of times we would not allow sleep to come to our eyes for our own personal reasons, for our own benefit.
但在这里，大卫不许他的眼睛睡觉，不容他的眼目打盹，他不是为了自己的原因。
However, here David would not give sleep to his eyes or slumber to his eyelids, not for his own reason.
他乃是为了神的心意。
He was doing so for the desire and will of God.
他知道神在人中间要寻得一个所在。
He knew that God wants to seek a dwelling place among men.
他知道雅各的大能者在地上要寻得居所。
He understood that the mighty one of Jacob was seeking for a dwelling place in this earth.
当我们的主来到地上的时候，
When our Lord came to this earth,
他就说他要以父的事为念。
He said that he would be mindful of his father's business.
我们看见我们的主他在地上一生遵行父神的旨意。
We see that our Lord, when he was on this earth, he followed the will of his father.
他最后上了十字架。
Ultimately, he went to the cross.
因为他知道这是父的旨意。
Because he knew this was the will of the Father.
即使他在被钉十字架的前一晚在客西马尼园里他祷告。
Even though the night before in the Garden of Gethsemane he prayed.
他说父啊若是可行求你将这杯挪去就是十字架的苦杯挪去。
Father, if possible, please remove this cup of bitterness from me.
然而不要照我的意思。只要照你的意思。
However, not according to my will, but according to your will.
我们主他行完他地上一生的路程的最后一刻，他仍然以父的事为念。
So our Lord, even at the last moment of his life on this earth, he was still mindful of his father's business.
因为他知道父神要在地上，要在他所爱的人中间寻得一个安息的居所。
Because he knew his father was looking for a dwelling place, a rest among his people.
因为我们的主知道神的心意，他乃是要住在人的中间。
Because our Lord knew the heart's desire of his father was to dwell among men.
因此他把自己完全的摆上。
Therefore he yielded himself entirely.
他为了父的心意，把自己完全的倾倒。
For the desire of his father, he emptied himself entirely.
到十字架上最末了他说成了。
At the very end on the cross he said it is finished.
我相信我们都能够知道那是何等痛苦的一刻。
We all know that this was a very painful moment.
但是我相信在我们主的心里 他是何等的满足。
However, I know that in our Lord's heart, he was very satisfied.
因为他知道父的旨意成就了。
Because he knew the will of the Father was accomplished.
因为他知道借着他十字架的救赎，父得着了一个安息的居所。
Because through the redemption that he accomplished on the cross, the Father has gained a dwelling place.
借着主所成就的救恩，今天神能够与人同住。
Through the salvation that he accomplished, now man and God can dwell together.
今天圣洁荣耀的神能够住在你我的心里。
Today, the holy and righteous God can dwell in your heart and my heart.
他能够住在我们的中间。
And he can dwell in our midst.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们有没有像大卫这样的一个强烈的心愿呢？
Do we have this fervent desire of David?
大卫他能够关心神所关心的。
David cared about what God cares about.
他竭力要得着神所要得着的。
He tried to lay hold of what God wants to lay hold of.
大卫的思想，他的情感的意念，好像就与神完全联合了。
It is as if David's thought process, his emotions, they're entirely united with God.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们是否为着对着神的心意，我们也有同样这样一个强烈的心愿呢？
Brothers and sisters, do we also have this strong, fervent desire toward God's desire?
弟兄姐妹，今天虽然我们都是很软弱的人。
Today, even though we are all very weak people.
当然我们看见当我们有像大卫这样的一个心愿。
However, we see that when we have the desire like David.
当我们的心能够像我们的主的心一样。
When our heart can be like the heart of the Lord.
我们能够愿意得着神所要得着的。
And we want to gain what God wants to gain.
我们就能够成为像路德这样的一个器皿。
Then we can become a vessel like Ruth.
我们能够像成为像大卫这样的一个器皿。
And we can become a vessel like David.
能够像在历史历代当中许许多多得胜者他们那样的一个器皿。
And we can become vessels like overcomers throughout all ages and generations.
他们能够以主的心思为心思。
They can have the mind of Christ.
他们能够以主的意念为意念。
They can have the will of the Lord.
他们能够愿意让神得着神所要得着的。
They can enable God to gain what He wants to gain.
今天在我们我们的家庭里头。
Today in our families.
我们是否知道神在我们每一个家里，他也盼望能够得着一个安息的所在。
Do we know that in all of our families, God also wants to find a dwelling place?
我们是否有这样一个强烈的心愿，愿意让神在我们的家中，在你我的家庭里头？他能够得着一个安息的居所。
Do we have this strong fervent desire for God to have his dwelling place in your family and my family?
在我们聚会在12月24号我们将有一次的福音的聚集。
So we will have a gospel meeting on December 24th in our midst.
那这个福音的聚集有一个特别的一个负担。
And we have a special burden for this gospel meeting.
就是我们愿意在教会中的孩子们他们能够听福音，能够来信主。
Which is, we desire for our children to hear the gospel and to believe in the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，当我们在神面前有这样一个心愿的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when we have this desire before God,
我们有这样一个强烈的心愿的时候
，When we have this strong, fervent desire,
我们就会要起来祷告。
We will rise up and pray.
为着我们的孩子，他们蒙恩得救祷告。
We will pray for the salvation of our children.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道这是神的心意。
Because we know this is the desire of God.
神愿意我们得着敬虔的下一代。
God wants us to have a pious descendant.
神愿意我们的儿女们能够爱主。
God desire for our children to love the Lord.
神愿意我们的儿女们能够在这个世代当中来成为主的见证。
God desire for our children to become His testimony in this world.
这是否也是你我心里面那样一个强烈的心愿呢？
Is this not your strong desire and not my strong desire in our hearts?
弟兄姐妹，若是我们今天还没有这样一个强烈的心愿，
If today we do not have the strong desire,
我们需要主的怜悯。
We need the mercy of the Lord.
我们求主再用他的爱激励我们。
We entreat the Lord to constrain us with his love.
那我们愿意得着他所要得着。
So that we can gain what he wants to gain.
今天我们看到神的心意，愿意我们能够与主 能够完全的联合。
Today we see that God's desire is for us to have a perfect union with the Lord.
姐妹，这是不是也是你我心里头那个强烈的心愿呢？
Is this also your strong desire and my strong desire?
还是我们满足于仅仅得救的光景？
Or are we just satisfied because we've been saved?
姐妹，日子时候不多。
We don't have much time, brothers and sisters.
感谢主今天还给我们有机会。
We thank the Lord that He has still given us opportunity.
让我们能够来明白他的心意。
So that we can still understand the desire of His heart.
他何等愿意来与我们联合。
How He desired to be united with us.
他何等愿意把他自己那一切丰盛，把他自己一切的性情来与我们分享。
How He desired to share with us His abundance, His divine nature with us.
弟兄姐妹，我们何等的羞愧。
But how shameful we are.
我们在主的面前实在没有这样的一个强烈的心愿。
We do not have the strong desire in our heart.
在求主怜悯我们。
We truly ask the Lord to have mercy on us.
到了路德记末了，我们看见神如何借着他所使用的三个器皿，波阿斯、拿俄米和路德，来带进了俄贝德的诞生。
So we see that at the end of chapter 4 in the book of Ruth, through three characters, Boaz, Ruth, and Naomi, he ushered in the birth of Obed.
俄贝德的名字的意思就是敬拜。
The meaning of the name Obed is worship.
我们看见当路德与波阿斯联合所带来的一个结果，就是看到带进了人对神的那个敬拜。
We see that as a result of the union between Ruth and Boaz, it ushered in worship by men to God.
借着俄贝德生了耶西，耶西生了大卫，我们看见神借着大卫在他的百姓中间得着他当得的敬拜。
And to Obed was born Jesse, Jesse was born David, and we see that in David God gained the worship from his people.
整卷路德记给我们看见波阿斯，他预表了我们的主耶稣。
So through the entire book of Ruth, we see that Boaz is a type of the Lord Jesus.
拿俄米预表了圣灵。
Naomi is a type of the Holy Spirit.
路德预表了得胜者。
Ruth is a type of the overcomer.
在神百姓那属灵光景荒凉的时候，神借着这一些器皿带进了神那个荣耀心意的恢复。
So when the spiritual condition of his people is desolate, God has ushered in and recovered his glorious work for his glorious will.
也恢复了人向神的那个敬拜。
He also recovered the worship from men to God.
我们看见路德，摩押女子路德，虽然她软弱，她卑微，她渺小。
We see that even though this Ruth, the Moabitess woman, is lowly and weak and small.
但她有一个强烈的一个心愿。
However, she had the strong desire.
她因着爱，她爱拿俄米的缘故，她不顾一切的牺牲。
Because she truly loved Naomi, she would not count any cost.
她专心的跟从拿俄米。
With one heart, she followed Naomi.
她就带进了神那个主权的恢复。
She ushered in the restoration of the sovereignty of God.
也带进了基督见证的彰显。
She also ushered in the manifestation of the witness of God, testimony of God.
今天神也愿意在我们中间来得着一般的人。
Today in our midst, God also wants to recover a people.
是因着被神的爱所激励。
Because this people has been constrained by His love.
愿意献上自己，体贴神的心意。
We want to offer up ourselves to be mindful of His desire.
能够跟上圣灵的脚踪。
To follow in the footsteps of the Holy Spirit.
能够成为和神所使用，来扭转这个世代，来预备主荣耀国度降临的一般人。
Useful to the Master, so that we can usher in the testimony and prepare the world for the return of the Lord Jesus.
愿神借着路德记激励我们。
May the Lord constrain us through the book of Ruth.
叫我们答应他的呼召。
So that we can respond to his calling.
在这幕后的日子里。
In the end times.
能够来回应圣灵向教会所说的话。
We can respond to the words that the Holy Spirit has been speaking to the churches.
让神实在是能够在我们身上来成就他自己所喜悦的那个荣耀的心意。
Therefore, God can accomplish his glorious will himself in us.
让我们再一起低头有点祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你何等爱我们。
Lord, we thank you that you loved us so.
你实在是毫无保留，把你自己完全为我们舍了。
Without any reservation, you totally sacrificed yourself to us.
主，我们承认我们对你这样的大爱所认识的是何等的少。
We confess that we know so little about this great love that you have toward us.
主，求你开我们眼睛。
We entreat you to open our eyes.
让我们看见你何等愿意与我们联合。
So that we can see truly how much you desire to have union with us.
好叫我们因着这样的看见，主，我们心里面也有强烈的意愿来愿意与你联合。
Because of this seeing, we also have this desire, strong desire in our heart to be in union with you.
愿你全身的爱在我们身上来做成这得救的工作。
May your all victorious love accomplish this victorious work in our heart.
愿良人属我，我也属良人。
May I belong to my beloveds, and my beloved also belong to me.
愿你得着当得的敬拜、爱戴与一切。祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
May you gain all worship, adoration, and blessings. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.